Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Judge Gull, well, she's still there. She's never lost the case or lost being part of the case of the Delphi alleged murderer, Richard Allen. However, one of the 3 points that the attorneys for Richard Allen arguing has been granted. One of those points being Baldwin and Rossi returning back to the case to represent Richard Allen, two attorneys that clearly Judge Gull has some contempt for based on the previous actions of kicking them out of the case. Now that they're back, motions are being denied left and right. I don't know if I'm surprised by this update in the case or if it's just kind of par for the course for the personality of Judge Gull and her seemingly all-knowing demeanor, if you will, without having hearings, without hearing motions, without hearing arguments, just here's what I think it is, and you all get to go deal with it. That's essentially what's going on, as a Franks hearing has been denied, and several other motions. Here to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Is this how justice works, with no hearings taking place to really get a good look at the possible improprieties that led up to the arrest of Richard Allen?
You know, Tony, when you look at this case, first of all, you and I talked about this. Them leaving those photos out was not gross negligence. Mm-hmm. Leaving those on an airplane, that's gross negligence. In your own conference room wasn't a gross negligence. And further, the court really looked at Judge Gull kicking off Rossi and Baldwin and said, listen, look at what this is going to mean toward this defendant that wants to go to trial in 70 days. But now, what we're seeing, first of all, do you recall that they got kicked off this case when everyone was convened, including Richard Allen was taken out of prison and brought to the court proceeding? All the, you know, law enforcement personnel, everybody was there to do a Franks hearing. Mm-hmm. And then in closed chambers, they were kicked off, essentially forced to leave the case. And it's amazing to me now she's denying the hearing that had been previously scheduled.
Yeah.
And she's denying a hearing on the suppression of the evidence from Richard Allen's house. In all my years, I cannot think of a case where a judge just didn't let the parties talk about the evidence, didn't let the parties come forward with their concerns about a Franks issues. Mm-hmm. It's just the right thing to do. Let it all air out. And she is just no.
Why is that? I mean, is this just someone's ego that's gone out of control? Or is this something where within the judicial system in Indiana, this is somehow going to benefit her by being this real hard-nosed judge that, no, here's what I'm going to do, and then ends up convicting Richard Allen at some point? Of course, all that will go back to appeals, and I'm sure he'll get a new trial. But by that point, Gull will probably be long gone and on to whatever else she's doing. Is this just like one massive selfish play for her ego and her image? Or what is going on here? Because it just seems like such a bizarre miscarriage of justice in so many ways, violating his constitutional rights every stretch of the way.
Well, you know, she got this promotion, so now she's the chief judge. And I thought, what a perfect reason for her to just recuse herself and say, listen, you know, I've been overturned by the, you know, the state Supreme Court, and I'm so busy with my new duties, you know, and appoint someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly she's going to keep a hold of this case. She's going to, I think if I were Rossi and Baldwin, I would literally put in a motion and I would make her have to rule on it, asking for the state Supreme Court to take a look at this again because I just, again, it all comes down to, at the end of the day, is there going to be justice for Abby and Libby? And if Richard Allen has committed this crime, which there's probable cause to believe he has, you know, there's supposedly five confessions, they are ruining the chances of him being convicted. Now, he may die in solitary confinement in all these top, you know, maximum security facilities, but it's just such a miscarriage, Tony. And yeah, I think all of us are looking at this thinking, this could happen to us.
Yeah.
This could, you know, in other words, like people we know, it's just reeks.
Well, and there's little to no oversight for these judges. And that's a real scary thing. Is, you know, she can pretty much do whatever she wants. And clearly she has been, and nothing is really able to be done about it. Number one, I mean, his speedy trial rights, that's out the window. For whatever reason, we can't ever go back to that and allow him to have that. The attorneys obviously kicked out, but they're back in. I think there's still, I think, question in the air of whether or not that will last, judging by some of her measures thus far. But there's just so many bizarre things here. If you really want to convict Richard Allen, and you really believe you got the right guy, this is not the path to do it if you're the state. You want no sort of optic of impropriety here, but it seems every place they turn, there's something that everyone can look at, whether you think he's innocent or not, and go, that's not how the system is supposed to work.
Right, Tony. And I made this analogy from day one. Brian Koberger, with his hair gel, with his trimmed eyebrows, with his beautiful Sunday suits, with him not being shackled, not being surrounded by all these, you know, SWAT guys, being well-treated, having TV, having a large cell, just going to church, all the things he's afforded. And you know what? I'm glad, because that is not going to be appealed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at Richard Allen, it's the absolute opposite. He's like Shawshank.
Yeah.
You know, except for his cell is even worse, because it's a solid door with just a little hole.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there 23 hours a day, Tony.
Yeah.
And he's not been convicted of a crime. Ah, it's maddening.
It's maddening. And it's maddening to think about this is happening, you know, in the United States. You think, okay, well, across the board, you know, it's going to be, you know, similar treatment from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Every state's a bit different. But to see such polar opposites, like you just described, from Koberger to this, it feels like we're talking about crimes and we're talking about cases that are being tried in completely different countries.
Right. And if you look recently in Indiana, interestingly, a guy who was a task force officer, an FBI task force officer, who worked on the Odin paper, you know, really investigated the crime of Abby and Libby as being connected to Odinism. Mm-hmm. This was very early on. The FBI did this. There were a task force officer, two other officers, and then a professor that they even spoke with. He was killed. He was murdered with kind of a crazy prison guard who came to the FBI office and ended up shooting him. And it's headed to trial. And I just found it so interesting. Even that guy, the guy who killed the task force officer, I think his name is like Finnessy, he's not in prison either. You know, and this is a case of a FBI task force officer murdered just a couple of years ago, and that's getting headed for trial. But
yeah,
I can't find one case. If any of your listeners can find one case other than somebody who tried to escape or who killed another prisoner or killed a prison guard, something like that, just your average person getting thrown into a maximum security lockup prison, I want to know about it, because I can't find it. And I've been looking for now over a year.
I just keep going back to, what does Richard Allen know? What could he say in court that is going to be so damaging that they're literally, it seems, trying to kill him before he can even get there? It's shocking.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.